Do you hate having difficult conversations? Do you avoid them like the plague? Are there possibly some hard conversations you need to be having that you are just not? Well, you're in luck because today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to have difficult conversations. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Hey, Danny, have you ever avoided a difficult conversation?
Yes. So many times. And you know what's funny? Every time, when I look back, every time I've avoided difficult conversations, it's always like as soon as I have it, I just feel so much lighter. And it goes like way better than I thought it was going to go in my head. You know, like I always imagined it going terrible. And then as soon as I have it, it's like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking the same thing. Like every time when I'm avoiding it and I'm playing how it's going to go in my head, it always happens so much worse than it actually happens in real life.
It's like terrible. They're jerks. They're mean to me. Something terrible happens, and it's like, but in reality, it's like, it's
Then
funny
I'm
because,
banished and I die.
I'll never be allowed back here again. I'll have to go outside the wall. Yeah,
But
it's
that's
so
what we
funny.
think.
Yeah, we're
So
crazy. I
today,
know.
oh my goodness. So today's episode, we're going to give a couple quick tips each for how to have difficult conversations. I will start. First one is don't sugarcoat it. So this goes back to a study that I was reading about because I used to work as a veterinarian and we had to deliver bad news pretty often. And so they had done studies where they had asked people about, getting bad news. Like, how would you deliver bad news? And then how would you want to receive bad news? And the interesting thing is, like, most people want to dance around the bad news when they're delivering it, but most people who are receiving bad news just want to hear it. So it's counterintuitive. It's counter to what naturally you want to do. But if you don't sugarcoat it, and if you just approach the difficult stuff immediately instead of dancing around it, the person receiving it oftentimes will feel better about it.
You know what? That's a really good one though, because I think most of us feel that way, right? We know the bad news is coming most of the time. And it's like when people dance around it, it feels like, you're being patronized or like they're just whatever. It doesn't make any sense, right? Like, it's going to happen. So just tell them and, treat them. I think part of this too is like, we have this impulse, like we want to make people feel better. So we want to sugarcoat it. But the reality is like when you do that, you're not treating them like a person either though. You're not treating them like a person who can make their own decisions and stuff. Like they need your help. And instead, just let them know. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. My first one is be honest, both with yourself and like with the other person. I think, this is crucial. It's hard, but like a lot of times I think, and this goes to like the sugarcoating, like we want to make it sound less bad, or we want to make things like sound like they're less extreme or whatever. And what we're doing is not being honest with ourselves and with the other person. So I think honesty really helps get the ball moving essentially with the conversation.
I do want to add a little aside to both of our things about being
Yeah.
honest and don't sugarcoat it. So there's a time and a place for everything, and sometimes
Yeah.
you have to pre-frame. So like we're not saying here like
There
just like some
is.
your girlfriend just graduated and you're like, I want to break up. It's like
Yeah,
that's
right.
not how you do it. So like there's a time and a place for everything, but
Yeah, don't be a dick.
right? And like if it's a difficult conversation, just be like, hey, listen, this isn't something difficult. Can we sit down? Something like
That's a
that.
good point too, because like sometimes, yeah, you also want to like maybe schedule a conversation too. Like if it is difficult, like you don't want to just go up to your boss and be like, this is how, like maybe we need to go into a side room and talk or something,
Bingo. Yeah, I
Yeah.
know, right? I wanted to do that before we get through this thing, and somebody will just finish watching after the first tip and they'll be like, and I'm breaking up.
And we're done.
Yeah, and I quit. All right. Well, anyways, on to my second one. I have imagine a positive outcome. So this is something where I think it can help on multiple aspects, but I heard about it's some people who are doing very well in sales. One of the key strategies they used is they would envision a positive outcome of the sale. And that was basically their trick for dominating their whole competition, is they would just in their mind before the sale, they would sit down in their car, or they would sit down in their room or whatever, and just imagine going through it a few times to where the person's very receptive to them selling and they go forward with the sale and it works really well. And this can be applied to other things like difficult conversations. Like imagine how this could turn out really well for both of you. And if you sit down and you imagine that through, it number one, you're preparing yourself for that, so that makes it more of a possibility. But also, it kind of like sets your mood. You may not realize it, but it puts you in a totally different spot. As opposed to being like scared of having this difficult conversation, you're open to this having a positive impact for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's good. It's funny because, like we said at the beginning, right? Like, it's our imagination. We get scared. We think it's going to be terrible. So if you can really envision that positive outcome, you also kind of get rid of that fear. Because even when you think you have it, what you imagine is going to happen also does impact how you present the information and how you handle the situation. Like, it really does. It's funny. I've had so many situations where, like, I really am scared of the outcome, but I just go for it. Like, I think I'm okay. And then it ends up being terrible because that's like, clouding my whole like judgment, my ability to say what I need to say and stuff. It's funny.
I used to do that. I used to do that all the time with my mind. So like back in the day, I used to do pickup with girls where I would just go like talk to girls on the street. And I would always, my mind would always imagine terrible, terrible response. And like many times it was a very positive response. And every time afterwards, I'd be like, you see that mind? You were wrong again. You were wrong again. You were wrong
Stupid,
again.
stupid imagination.
You can't predict the future. You have no idea.
You're never right. I know, it's like we never write that. It's funny. My second one is now is better than later. And this is something I struggle with all the time, which is like, I have a difficult conversation I need to have and I want to just put it off because you don't want to deal with it. And like, I imagine the response is going to be bad or whatever, And so I just wait and wait and wait. And then that stress just weighs on me and it affects the rest of my day, it affects my mood, it affects my interactions with people, and it just makes things worse. And like, if you just get it out of the way, it makes things so much better. Like, so just, as soon as you realize you need to have that difficult conversation, have it as soon as you are able to in the right, obviously the right time frame and context and stuff. But like, yeah, just get it out of the way. You'll feel better.
Yeah, because otherwise you're carrying around a burden. Like
Yeah.
people think there's some separation between our emotional state and our body, but
And
like you're
no.
literally carrying around an emotional burden, which is just as bad as carrying around a physical burden.
It literally feels like weight too. It's insane how like, that saying is true. Like it feels like the weight is like lifted off your shoulders. It really does sometimes. We feel like lighter. It's crazy.
Absolutely. That's a great one. My last one for how to have difficult conversations is listen and ask questions. So
Huh.
instead of just dumping your whole download on this other person, actually, it's not just a difficult like monologue. You're actually having a conversation. So, after you've expressed whatever's on your heart, listen to them. Ask them if they understand what you've said. Like, what are their thoughts on this? What are their feelings on this? Because if you just dump your whole thing on them, that's only half a conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because we haven't yet. Yeah, it has to be a full conversation and an honest conversation, right? Where both sides have a chance to say what they need to say. And I think that's the other thing that keeps us from doing it is we don't want to hear what the other person has to say. Like we know we have to have the conversation, we want the response. And it's like, well, you got to do it because that's the whole part of it is it's reciprocal and mutual, right? That's a good one. I think that's very important. My last one is have it with the right person. I know this sounds like stupid, but I
This
think it's
one's
actually important because, like,
not stupid at all.
yeah.
Hilarious, because how often do people have difficult conversations with the absolute wrong person?
Yeah, right. Like, you need to talk to, like, your, I don't know, like your spouse or your family member about something, but instead you talk to your friend. And it's like, like that can be helpful to like prep for it, but you ultimately need to have that conversation with the actual person that is
Or
important and relevant.
they're pissed with a coworker and they talk with everyone else at the office except
Yeah.
for the coworker or their boss. Like the two people who
Yeah.
can actually handle it, they don't talk with them. Everybody else they talk with about
Heals about it,
it.
yeah, all the
That one's a
Yeah.
great one. When you said that, I was just dying laughing because it's like
It happens so much though.
it would seem that you shouldn't have to mention that, but like
Yeah.
totally need to say, have it with the correct person.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like we're really, I think, like, for as much as communication's important in our lives, we're really not that good at it, and we don't practice it very much.
I know the critical things, being rational, like having dealing with emotions and communication, we're just terrible at.
Don't
Yeah.
get taught how to do it either. It's like hilarious,
Nope.
I guess, when you think
Nope.
about it.
Yeah.
Cosmic
So
truth.
Yeah, so that is it in a nutshell. Very short, how to have difficult conversations. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you did, like, share, subscribe, come join us twice a week. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Andy.